Case number 11442, Dennis W. Pierce, south of Road 388 Deer Run Road and being south of West Whitetail Drive, 1,100 feet southwest of Fawn Drive and being Outlot A and Deer Run Acres subdivision. 911 address is not available at this time. I believe it is a vacant lot, and tax map ID number is 533-11.00, parcel 287.00. They're requesting a variance from their minimum square footage for a parcel. And they're actually requesting a 1,871 square foot variance from the required 10,000 square foot for a lot size.
Sir?
Okay.
Before we, sir, yes. Can I ask you to take your hat off, please, until you get it done? Thank you, sir.
Could you give us your name and address, please?
Dennis W. Pierce, 33099 Thunder Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And is the information you'd like to give us true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And please remove your hat.
Sir. Hey, sir, will you explain to the board then, please, for your request?
Well, my request is that the lot falls under the 10,000 square foot minimum. I guess that's for the county, all lots, not just for Deer Run. But anyway, I believe that this is a reasonable request. The lot still falls within all the restrictions set forth in the restrictions for the park. It would be an improvement to the park. I also own the property next to this property, so I wouldn't do anything detrimental to the park or the property because I own the property next to it. They've come in there with sewers, so the sewer line is all ready to be tied into. Tax revenue from that, the impact fee, tax revenue from the sale of the lot, because I'm selling it. Taxes from on the improvements after the home's placed on the lot. I don't want to make any changes at all. No changes other than permission to improve the lot by placing a manufactured home or a stick-built home on it. There's no restrictions on what you could put on it. You know, you could put a manufactured or a stick-built home. I honestly don't see any negative things pertaining to this lot. There's, you know, I'm trying, all I need is permission to improve it. I'm trying to make it better. There's a lot on the next street over, which isn't in the Deer Run Park itself. It's in another park. Mm-hmm. But there is a property on the next street over currently for sale. The lot is under 10,000 square feet, but it's a functioning property under 10,000 square feet, currently on sale for $165,000. So I honestly, I can't find any negative things to, you know, it's all in the plus column for me.
All right. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
You said you're planning on putting a mobile home or a stick build on there. Is that correct?
Well, there's no restrictions, sir, on what you can put.
That's correct.
It could be a manufactured or a stick built. I wouldn't, you know.
It's GR. So that means that you're going to be within the building envelope. You feel that you can get some kind of home in there that will not need
a variance? Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the restrictions in the park, this lot falls within all the restrictions, the setbacks.
Okay. the 30, 10, and 10.
Or I wouldn't even be fooling with it, you know?
Yeah, in other words, the 30, 10, and 10 is...
Yes, sir, and it's 120 in the back.
Yeah, I see that.
So, I mean, and I own the lot next to it, so I certainly wouldn't do anything detrimental. And even if I didn't own the lot, I still wouldn't do anything detrimental.
Okay.
I just don't do business like that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. I have no other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Hudson?
Sir, what other type of dwellings are in the park?
Basically double wides, some single wides. The park's been around for roughly 30 years. So you got a, you know, you got a conglomeration of things in there, but it's moving north. So, I mean, I just want to continue that.
Is it your intention to place a home on the property and sell it, or is it your intention?
No, I'm just selling it, sir.
Property. Okay.
I had it sold. I had come to planning and zoning in 2011 with the tax map number and, you know, talked to somebody. I don't remember who it was, but at that point in time, they had told me that I could build on this property. At that point in time, I spent almost $10,000 on improvements. Now, you know, I had it cleared, I backfilled it, I, you know, basically prepped it because I was putting it on the market and I wanted to have it set up so all, you know, the potential new owner, all they would have to do is basically put a home on it, a manufactured double wide.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Since you, at least in my opinion, haven't clearly addressed the standards for granting a variance, and for the sake of time, let me go through those quickly, and you can tell me if you agree or not. You think the lot's unique because of its shape and size. Is that correct?
It's unique in that maybe it's the only one of the only few lots in there. It's under the 10,000 square foot mark.
And you think that your request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to improve it. That's all.
Okay. And you don't feel that you've created the unnecessary hardship because the lot was already developed and sized and so forth. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm not changing anything. I just need permission to.
Okay. You don't feel that your request will alter the central character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, correct?
No, sir.
Okay, and you think that your request is a minimum to afford relief?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. No other questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mills. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,442. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for the board and explained why he's seeking this variance of 1,870 square foot variance and what it would do from the perspective of a buyer or using that lot as a buildable lot. So with that, I would say there is a uniqueness to the property, which the applicant has addressed, which is very apparent by the shape of the lot itself, being only 37. I'm not sure that it's 37.
Yeah, 37, 16.
Feet in the front, and then the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. He stated why. The use of the property is, a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He stated that also. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. There are lots similar to that in the development. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,442. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons, or for the reasons stated. I'm sorry.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills? I mean, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,442 is approved, sir.
That it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.